This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, we got a stupid cop story on the way that involves Russian roulette. But, oh, sorry about that, Chris. I unmuted the room. Bet you can predict how that one ends.
Just the same way that every Russian roulette story ends.
Right.
Exactly.
So we can talk about that on the way here, plus your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Also, let's see, you've got another piece here that we wanted to start out with. This AOC, she's hot. She's young. She's attractive. And she doesn't seem to have two brain cells to rub together.
Well, I hate to. I mean, she has a degree in economics.
Does she really?
She does.
College economics, though, which isn't like
college economics.
Good.
Yes,
pro freedom economics. So.
Certainly not. So she's.
I don't know. I'm not going to say she's got two brain cells. She's right on a few things. She's right on like criminal justice reform.
Yes.
I've seen some of her statements on that. She seems to be right about it.
Her big push was defunding ICE.
Okay.
Which all the Democrats all voted for 100%, including her.
Did they really?
It was today or yesterday to refund ICE, yes.
Oh, to refund? That's not defund.
Well, no. They voted to provide it with full funding.
Oh, that's not defunding.
Yeah. Did I say that?
You said defund.
Okay. Yeah, but they all ran on that. That was going to be their thing. That was going to be their big thing they were going to do in face of the wall, but they kind of went the other way.
So what you're saying, they promised to defund ICE.
Yes.
But then they funded ICE.
They funded ICE.
Oh, okay. So they're politicians is what you're saying.
Yeah. That's the word that was the dirty word I'm looking for. Can we say that on radio?
I think you can.
We can't say politician.
Yes, in the United States.
Okay. Okay. There we go. But we were going to talk about, and sometimes she's a little loose with the facts.
Yeah.
Sometimes things come out of her mouth and
kind of like Trump.
We're never really sure what to make of
it. She's like a much more attractive Democrat Trump.
I will agree on the much more attractive. Yeah. I think she's kind of cute, but politically not really my cup of tea.
No.
And somebody who does traditionally favor more progressive candidates is the Washington Post editorially and through their stuff.
Isn't that the one Bezos purchased?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos did buy that a couple years ago, but in this case, this comes to us from HuffPo, Huffington Post. Quote, she's wrong. Washington Post hits back at AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Quote, misfiring facts. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, faced off with the Washington Post Glenn Kessler in a heated battle over a fact-checking, chiding her for, quote, playing fast and loose, unquote, with the truth on living and minimum wages. The statement in question came during a Martin Luther King Day question and answer last Monday with writer Ta-Nehisi Coates. While discussing economic inequality, the freshman congresswoman asserted that, quote, a vast majority of the country doesn't make a living wage, unquote, lamenting that, quote,
boy, how are they all living?
You'd think they'd be dead by now, right? Quote, you can work 100 hours and not feed your kids, unquote.
Oh, this is, yeah, I mean, this is, we don't even have to get into the fact-checking, but we're going to here in just a moment. But I mean, this is clear hyperbole.
If you worked 100 hours, let's say you have a minimum wage job.
Right.
Federal minimum wage, $7.25. Lots of states, it's a lot higher than that.
That's true.
I got to ask either one, how many kids do you have that you can't feed all of them? Is this like old Mother Hubbard's shoe? Or are you just making things up?
Yeah, well, because, I mean, look, if you want to go to a place where they're having a tough time feeding their kids, go to Venezuela, and then you can see what it's like where people are, you know, they don't have ability to work in a lot of cases because businesses have been going under due to, you know, the hyperinflation and due to lack of supplies and all kinds of economic issues. Even if you are working, the money that you earn is constantly being, its value is being chased away by other money that's being poured into the economy by the government there.
Yes.
That's a place where your kids are probably going to skip a meal or two every single day. In the United States, poor people don't have that problem. Poor people have a problem of eating too much.
Right, right. Obesity is a problem.
Right.
In the U.S. It's really sad.
Not in Venezuela.
Not to distract from this story, but I was speaking with a gentleman from Venezuela today who happened to come into our store.
Really?
Yes.
Had he been there recently?
Still has a little bit of family down there, lives in the United States now, but he was telling me, he's like, how do you even calculate a million percent inflation rates? How do you do that? You can't.
I don't know.
You can't. And everybody is chasing the newest dollar, whatever the latest version of...
you mean the Bolivar?
The Bolivar
Soberano, the so-called sovereign Bolivar.
Right, because it doesn't fall as fast as the rest of them. Well, let's talk about AOC a little bit more. Yeah, quote, I think it's wrong that corporations like Walmart and Amazon can get paid by the government, essentially experience a wealth transfer from the public.
I also think that's wrong.
People less than a minimum wage, unquote, she added.
I agree with the first half of that. I think it's wrong that corporations are getting welfare. I think welfare itself is wrong, whether it's going to individuals or corporations having wealth being transferred, which is what the term she used there.
Right.
That's the truth. You're transferring wealth, whether it's giving them a property tax break by the local government or whether it's some sort of federal farm subsidy or whatever other federal subsidy these corporations are receiving.
Right. And one thing that the right will rarely acknowledge is that the number, if you look at the amount of money spent on social welfare programs compared to corporate welfare programs, corporate dominates. I mean, it is a much higher percentage of our budget goes towards propping up companies that shouldn't need propped up at all. Quote, I think it's wrong. Let's see, we covered that. Debunking the lawmaker's claim on a minimum wage, Kessler wrote MIT's living wage calculator.
This was her claim that said half of the country doesn't make a living wage, what she said.
And this is the Washington Post, Glenn Kessler, they're referring to. Debunking the lawmaker's claim on minimum wage, Kessler turned to MIT's living wage calculator, speaking to its manager, Amy Glassmeyer, who noted the statement wasn't quite accurate considering 2017's living wage averaged just over $16 an hour.
Mm.
Still, Glassmeyer acknowledged estimates are tough. But Kessler gave Ocasio-Cortez credit where it was due, noting her, quote, 100 hours, unquote, remark was a low estimate of anything. That's kind of interesting. 100 hours
in a week?
That's what she said. We'll see if it answers this. However, when it came to her comments on Walmart and Amazon, Kessler pointed out that both corporations pay workers more than minimum wage, also contending her claim of a wealth transfer was flimsy based on a 2005 paper written by Jason Furman, who would later chair the Council of Economic Advisors in the Obama era. Firing back at Kessler's check, Ocasio-Cortez accused him of, quote, a Walmart-funded think tank as reference material for wage fairness, unquote, raising him four Geppettos for his three Pinocchios. And then it goes on to list her, quote.
So she was questioning his source?
Yes. Okay. She was basically saying, you're a bigger liar than I am, as if that's a fair battle to have.
Hmm.
That was Kessler's clap. That's when Kessler clapped back, denying her portrait of the Furman paper was even close to accurate. Quote, she's wrong, unquote, he tweeted. Quote, don't always believe what you see on Twitter. The article has been updated with a note explaining the provenance. Yeah, I think that's how it played out.
Sitting in a room.
No,
they weren't having a debate.
We don't have debates anymore, Ian. If you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter
so you can watch these
debates.
I'm just not on Facebook, thank God.
And he goes on to quote them. Despite the dust-up, not the first time Ocasio-Cortez has came under the fact-checker's scrutiny, having scored four Pinocchios last month with a broad claim regarding untraceable finances at the Pentagon. So,
well, it's probably true.
Yeah, I don't know if that's.
I'm pretty sure the Pentagon's lost track of billions, if not trillions, of dollars over time.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of news about that over the years. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You want to talk about politicians lying? 855-450-3733. Join us.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, you can dial toll-free. Take control of these airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We're doing a little fact-checking on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She says some pretty outrageous stuff, and you've got some of that story here, Chris. We're going to continue with that in moments. But I do want to let you know about LibertyStickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car. LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at LibertyStickers.com. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. He's Ray No More calling us from Texas in Amarillo, KIXZ listener. Go ahead, Ray No More.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I voted for President Trump, and he's, you know, he was a breath of fresh air because at least he got us started. But I'm getting more and more disappointed.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Banning bump stocks. And,
See,
well, what I was going to make a comment of, what the American people want, anybody with common sense, or if you asked anybody on the street, basically, just fundamentally, what people want is they want their freedom and they want justice, and they haven't had it in a long, long time.
Hmm.
And just
when
like
did they ever have it?
Well, I don't know if they ever had. Sean had, you know, it's a cesspool up there in Washington.
Sure
and,
is. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they take hundreds of millions of dollars and they send it to these other countries without our permission. And there's no, we're the richest country in the world. There's no reason for anybody to be homeless. It only costs $8,000 a year to house somebody and it costs $38,000 a year to keep them in prison. Our prison system is a, and our legal system, it's all a joke, man. What people want is they want them to stop taking our guns, stop putting more and more legislation on us, taking more and more of our freedoms. And people are sick of it.
I like what you're saying here, okay? It definitely rings true to me. That's what I want. But I'm not sure that that's what people want. Because if people actually wanted more freedom, then they would do something, I don't know, more tangible to achieve it. They're lazy.
They get by with their jobs, paying their bills, and they're lazy. They don't know the issues. They don't really see what's going at stake, and they really don't care. I agree with what you're saying there.
Part of the problem is that people, they might want freedom for themselves, because nobody, you know, most people don't want to be oppressed. I mean, there are some masochists who are into that,
right.
But you know, leaving those folks out, most people don't want to be told, you know, how to live and what to do. But the problem is, they can't let go of the idea that they think other people should behave in a certain way. So they want to be free. The individual in question wants to be free, but they're not willing to allow other people to be free. They're like, oh, I can handle freedom. I should be free. My business shouldn't be regulated. But that other business over there, you need to be regulated. And you down the street, you weird old man, you're not going to give money to help the poor. You need to be taxed. And so there's like all these things that they want to control other people with, and so therefore they can't have freedom.
I would even disagree with some of that in that I don't think most people have any issue at all with regulation. They laugh at stupid regulation when stupid things occur. But, you know, Ian, paying your taxes, it's just the price we pay for living in a civilized society.
Well, that is definitely a statement that you hear people make.
You
pretty
do.
Common.
You hear things like that, and it tells me that people are very accepting of this type of a society, and I just think it's not looking back at history and not looking at the future is something that could be so much brighter. They don't even, they're content. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for.
Well, yeah, I think
for.
That's what Ray was saying. They're lazy. You know, you got all kinds of television to watch. You got all kinds of internet to, embroil yourself in. And then there's, video games, all kinds of distractions, sporting events. There's so much to do, so much to keep busy with. And you can't really fight City Hall anyway, right, in most cases. So even if you are mad at the system, you know, it's overwhelming. They've got all the attorneys they need. And what are you going to do about it?
Well, I do things like point out that both of you work when I'm talking to a married couple, and they're like, yeah, right, so. Well, I grew up when mothers didn't really work because they weren't needed to work. for there to be a comfortable retirement.
Because one person could earn enough to take care of the family.
And put three kids through college and do all these things. Now, I mean, it's a pipe dream. You know, one parent with one kid struggles and goes into debt to put one kid into college.
Raina Moore, I mean, we've definitely been monopolizing this conversation. Did you want to get a thought in? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's just that it's like with the Seth Rich thing. When that happens, you hear nothing else about it. So many things happen that, you know, after a month or two, it's dead in the water. Nobody brings it up and talks about it anymore.
I'm not familiar with Seth Rich. I don't know who that is.
He was a DNC guy that was shot, young man that was shot up there on the street, murdered. Yeah, and they thought that he might have been leaking stuff from the DNC.
Did this have to do with the Hillary emails, allegedly, that maybe he was the leaker or something like that?
WikiLeaks?
Yes, and they never caught. And what, you know, they banned Alex Jones. I mean, I guess they got
who banned Alex?
Pretty much the whole world.
Wait, who?
Yeah, well, they got Roger Stone. Well, he was kicked off of Facebook and YouTube and all that.
Oh, that. The deplatforming. Because I was going to say, that was actually, for Alex Jones, that was some of the best publicity he ever had. His app that he had, still has, presumably, InfoWars, whatever it's called, just shot up in popularity. It became the number one news talk/whatever app on iTunes. So Apple, even though they restricted his podcast, wasn't searchable anymore, they still allowed his app to be downloaded through their store. Google also allowed his app to be downloaded. So it actually worked out really well for him.
Yeah, I would leave you guys with one question. Here's the thing is, when you've got all this stuff like with Roger Stone, they're indicting him now, and these things that go on with what's in the news right now, why isn't there... like Hillary, you know, she could have been indicted herself after, and that hasn't been done. And these deep state actors and the things that people in, you know, and truthers in on the internet and stuff, they bring these things up, and they can do these things and make these act, and nobody sues them. They're not brought into court. They're not prosecuted. I mean, it's a double standard. But if a Republican or a conservative does, I mean, they just rake us over the coals for everything. These people, I guess they're above the law, these crooked politicians. And you have this, in New York State, they just passed to where you can abort a baby up till 9 months. That is satanic. And that just happened. It's unbelievable what they're doing. And it's just, in other words, I'll say this and I'll get off. If people want justice, you know, I'm a conservative Christian. I'm not perfect, maybe not a good example of it, but you're supposed to temper justice with mercy and truth, and that's something we don't have in this country anymore.
Raina Moore, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you there in Texas. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, although I'm not of the belief that Democrats are the problem. I think they're all the problem, the Republicans and the Democrats. They're the ones who brought this overarching, unendingly large and expensive and intrusive and outrageous government to you, and they haven't done anything on either side to put a stop to it. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You can join us here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Talks on border security will get underway now that the partial federal government shutdown is over. The deal is just to end the shutdown and doesn't include funding for President Trump's border wall. Negotiators will now have 3 weeks to craft a border security plan. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if the Democrats had a strategy that led them to this outcome.
We helped make it clear to the president, to the public, that the president was the one in charge of the shutdown.
President Trump insists he didn't cave to Democratic demands, and he reminded everyone, he said, if he doesn't like the deal that the negotiators come up with after 3 weeks, another partial government shutdown could happen in mid-February. He also said to Republicans to not worry because he can still build the wall by declaring a national emergency and use those funds instead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Whatever it is that's on your mind goes, if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, we talk about stuff that we want to talk about. And the we tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay. Maybe you've heard about Bitcoin. Maybe you're just getting involved. And you own a retail establishment that you would like to have the ability to accept Bitcoin from your customers. AnyPay makes it easy. In fact, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could get easier in the future, but they've made it really, really easy to do this. You go to anypay.global, you create your account, username, password, you're in. There's no approval process. There's no paperwork. You just create those things, and you're in. Then you get in the back end, you drop your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the settings page, and load the app on your tablet device or whatever device it is you've got at your register. That's it. You're accepting crypto like Bitcoin. Like Zcash, Zen, Dash, and others. Go to anypay.global, and hopefully we're going to have some pretty exciting news from AnyPay coming in the near future. I can't say what it is, but as soon as we can officially tell you about it, I will be the first person.
Intrigued.
Yeah, I'll be the first person to tell you, because it's pretty
Thanks.
Cool. So, toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Kind of just talking about Ocasio-Cortez made some statements. She brought up some issues within those statements. They're worth talking about, all of those issues, minimum wage,
yep.
Corporate welfare, which she's right on.
Yeah.
On corporate welfare. Of course, she probably believes in personal welfare, which the same problem exists, just on a different scale with
right.
individuals. So we can talk about all that, but we need to go to your calls and thoughts here first. We have Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about one of my favorite things, conspiracy theories.
Oh, all right. One in particular or just generally?
I do want to talk about one in particular. I want to clarify that I am a conspiracy theorist.
All right.
I believe in several of them. I believe the CIA killed Kennedy.
And they may have just killed your internet connection. Go ahead.
Did I drop off?
You're losing some packets. I'll let you know if it gets unairable.
Okay. But I also believe that something brought down the Twin Towers other than jet fuel.
You don't think it was like an alien laser ray, do you?
I don't really have any idea what brought it down, but since I have a background in machining and working with tools and things, and I understand basic physics, I don't think those three buildings came down because two of them got hit by jets, by airplanes. The specific conspiracy theory I want to talk about is contrails. Because
oh God, you're not one of those, are you?
Even though I believe in all kinds of conspiracy theories,
okay,
do have to have a bit of physical evidence, or at least be able to disprove the original theory in order to go into a conspiracy theory.
So you don't actually believe in chemtrails, right? You're not one of those.
This is, as a pilot, I cannot possibly understand how people keep falling for that theory. Because
they don't know science. They don't know science.
I have an app on my phone. It's called Flight Tracker. And there's another one, Radar 24, something like that. But when you see one of those contrails overhead, you can pull up your app and you can find exactly what airline that is flying overhead. You can find the flight number. You can find where it's coming from and where it's going to.
Right.
And I mean,
it's a lot more exciting to just take a picture and then upload it and claim that it's chemicals being sprayed.
Right.
Well, I understand the attractiveness of a good conspiracy theory. You know, they're great, but the chemtrail one just makes the rest of us conspiracy theorists look crazy. Okay.
Yeah, that and the flat Earth.
I'll definitely give you this. I mean, there are enough things that our government does and gets caught at doing. You know, what were you taught that the North Koreans started the Korean War, or the North Vietnamese started the Vietnam War? That didn't
happen.
Wasn't
it the French?
That didn't happen, right?
That didn't happen. No, I mean the big thing that they help me out here, Gene. I'm spinning.
The Gulf of Tonkin.
Gulf of Tonkin incident. That was the big one that really kind of brought
us. That was what brought the U.S. in, but wasn't it the French that were there?
They were fighting there first. Right. But I'm referring to bringing the U.S.
versus
this conflict.
Uh-huh.
Right. You also have the memo, the famous memo that outlined exactly how.
The McCollum memo in World War II?
Exactly.
Where they basically were trying to gin up conflict with the Japanese by, blockading and. Doing all kinds
moving
of
moving the fleet out of there's all these things, and there's a lot of proof, and I don't know at what point something goes from being a conspiracy theory to being a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But usually it's decades,
and all these things are great, and a lot of them expose the fact that the government lies, which they always do.
Sure.
Yes.
If the government is talking, they're lying.
Guaranteed.
But
and it doesn't matter who it is.
The whole thing behind the chemtrails is based on a few memos regarding experiments where they have actually sprayed things into the atmosphere. So it's based on a little bit of truth.
Sure. Right. Yeah, I remember down in Florida before we moved the show up here, they had something in, I think, probably the early aughts, where they sprayed this stuff called malathion, and they thought it was going to deal with the mosquito problem or something like that.
They've dealt with spraying things in the atmosphere to try and get radar to work over the horizon, just all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that every airplane in the sky is part of a conspiracy.
Right.
Because it would take, in order to put all those trails in the sky. It would take what the airlines have, 10,000 airplanes flying around the skies every day. The government doesn't have 10,000 planes up there spraying us. It's just not possible.
It's so paranoid. They're all working for the government. They can't.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you could put something in the jet fuel, which you can't do that either, because if you dilute the jet fuel and you change the chemistry of the jet fuel, the airplanes won't reach their destination. They'll fall out of the sky because they're out of fuel.
All of these claims of the conspiracy theorists on the issue of so-called chemtrails are easily debunkable by anybody that knows about science in the atmosphere. And there's a great website I would like to recommend people to. If you're listening out there and you're like, well, it is true, I've seen photos. Somebody said on the internet. Here's another site on the internet that actually goes into the science of why contrails, which is what we are seeing in the skies, are a natural appearance. And it explains why they behave differently based on, you know, different circumstances in the atmosphere. And so I'm not going to read it again because I've done it a few times in the past and it's not the right time for it on a Saturday night.
Right.
They literally debunk everything that you can possibly imagine on contrailscience.com. And it's super easy to read. It's easy to understand. They explain the science and, you know, easy to follow terminology and give examples. And it's really, really useful.
I don't think you'll find a pilot in the whole world that believes in the chemtrail thing. But the thing is, the government then...
That's because they're all
They're laughing at us because they use this to show that just because you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nut.
Right.
And the truth is, there's a lot of conspiracy out there. But they use things like this and the Alex Jones crazy, you know, trips into Never Never Land to show that we're all crazy.
Yeah, you discredit. It's easy to discredit things that way.
Absolutely.
I just had to laugh. My girlfriend, she was reading social media, and she's like, ooh, here's one. What smell do you remember that reminds you of your hometown? This was like somebody had posted this question.
I can think of
She looked at me, she's like, what smell do you remember that reminds you of your hometown? I'm like, DDT. All the kids. I mean, when the truck came through spraying DDT all over everything.
For crops?
Nah, to kill the mosquitoes. This happened, it was every summer.
I remember the smell of the Tropicana plant that used to waft down from, it was gross, like rotten tomatoes, rotten oranges, basically.
Nasty.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. Gene. I appreciate the thoughts. Your calls are welcome as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGift. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Thanks, by the way, to Nathan, I think it's how you pronounce it. I know he sent me an email a few months ago, and I hope I remembered it correctly about that. Nathan, thanks for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. In fact, he's not just an amplifier, which is the AMP program is the advertise, market, and promote. The idea is you send $5 a month to us, we give you some cool perks, and we use that money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to hopefully get on new radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board so more people can hear the ideas of liberty. Nathan went above and beyond the call of duty because, again, we only normally ask for $5, but he's doing $25
nice.
Per month. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. One of our longest-running Free Talk Live amplifiers for many years, so thank you again. And thank you to everybody who amps the show. Only just under 200 folks are Free Talk Live amplifiers around the globe. And you can do it with PayPal, you can do it with credit card, you can do it with Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn how we spend some of the money there, and you can learn about the perks that you'll get access to over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We got Gina. Gina in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Tonight was the first time I've ever heard your program.
Welcome.
Excellent.
I thought, wow, this is a neat program. And I just wanted to get real for a minute.
Sure.
It's a pun. I'm concerned about the Real ID Act that's going to come out in October 2020.
Mm-hmm. There's another one?
Yeah, I'm thinking that I may be wrong on the date it's coming out, but it's supposed to come out soon. And at the driver's license branch, when I went to go renew my driver's license when I had my birth date, they handed me a piece of paper that said that the Real ID Act would come into effect soon. And that you would have to have more identification to be able to get the Real ID Act.
Yeah. So what state do you live in? Can I ask that?
Indiana.
Indiana, okay.
Indiana, yes.
So Indiana may be like New Hampshire in that we resisted and the feds keep pushing the date back for when I would actually have to have a real ID compliant ID to board an airplane and do simple things without more.
That's what the date is that she's talking about, the 2020. Because when you were saying it was going to go into effect, I'm thinking, wait, is there another real ID? Because let's do a little history here.
Sure.
Real ID was passed back during the Bush administration.
Yeah.
It was circa 05, 06, 07, somewhere in that range. Because I remember when I first moved to New Hampshire, when we moved the show up from Florida, that was one of the issues that was real hot at the time, was there were a handful of states, New Hampshire was one of them, that were resisting, as you were pointing out, and were not going to go along with the federal requirements. And the reason why wasn't out of any principle. You know, it wasn't because they wanted to resist the federal government or anything like that. It was because the feds weren't going to fund it. So the idea was the feds passed this real ID thing that had all these different requirements that states' licenses probably didn't already meet all those requirements. And so the idea was that they were mad. The state governments were like, well, we don't want to do this extra work unless you're going to give us money.
And spend extra money. That's the whole thing. This is another Washington-driven, unfunded mandate.
Right. The idea was to standardize what's on identifications all around the United States to essentially create a de facto federal ID card without actually making it look like it was issued by the U.S. federal government.
And from a liberty point of view, I certainly oppose that.
Oh, yeah.
And when I got this notice, it was a piece of paper they handed me about Indiana would switch over to that. I think it said October 2020. I'm thinking, wow, you got to have like all these extra IDs to identify who you are.
Papers, please.
And that you may not be able to get a job without it. I mean, it could go as far as that.
Oh, they could
do
that,
yeah. Or you might be able to not drive a vehicle, or you might not be able to go to a federal building. Like, for instance, I'm under my husband that's 20 years Air Force retired, and I have to have a military ID, and I probably wouldn't be able to get into, say, Atterbury down here, you know, unless I had this real ID card. Okay, but my main concern is, you know, you keep hearing this, the wall, right? And all these people are coming into the United States illegally, however, and pretty soon they're going to be mandated to be able to get this real ID card. And they won't be able to travel. They won't be able to go on an airplane. They won't be able to get a job. They won't be able to drive a vehicle unless they have this switched over. And so, you know, sometimes I think political things are just smoke screens in some way. I know that sounds ridiculous, but what I'm trying to say, smoke screens to keep people from really knowing the real truth about this real ID.
I certainly agree. There is certainly an element of that. And they can call real ID, you know, it's going to keep you safer and it's make everything more efficient. No, we want to know who everybody is so we can figure out a way to tax you. We can figure out how to control you. And that's certainly part of it.
And it will have a computer chip in it called the RFID chip.
Yeah, do they, are New Hampshire's, I know New Hampshire
now has
option.
A real ID compliant license, which is unfortunate. And the sad part is it was actually put forward, the legislation was put forward by the big privacy guy. There's this one guy in the state house in New Hampshire. There's 400 state reps, but one of them is like known as the privacy guy. His name's Neil Kirk. And he put forward this legislation, so he totally sold out.
Yeah.
He totally sold out to the feds. Gina, thank you for the call. Thanks for bringing that
up.
And hopefully they'll continue to push that date back, because the date that you were talking about, the 2020, that was originally, you know, a decade ago or whatever.
By the end of 2008, every state must. But so many states just said, Washington, go screw yourself. There's no reason for us to spend all this time and money when the ID cards that we have work fine.
And I'm going to call the bluff here on this claim that you're going to need a federal ID to board a flight. Because, now, to be fair, it's been years since we talked about this, but we used to have, so maybe they've changed things, okay? But if you've got an experience with this, please let us know. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But one of our co-hosts, now this was before you got here to New Hampshire, his name was Sam Dodson.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
I know the name.
So Sam used to make a habit of flying without showing ID. And this is in the TSA days. This was 2008, or no, maybe this was 09, 010, you know, 10 and 11, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
He would just get on flights without showing identification. Yep. Now, they would subject him to a greater scrutiny.
Sure.
You know, he might have to go through a super pat down or whatever. Or maybe they'd pull him off and try to question him or something like that. I forget exactly, you know, all the things that happened to him.
Right.
But every single time, he got through security with no identification whatsoever. So...
And that stuff, I think there are still contingencies. Like, if you don't have anything, you can, if you adequately demonstrate you right. have this, this, and this,
just
you can
show
still
up an hour,
it.
An extra hour early, just to make sure you got enough time to deal with whatever right. detention they're going to put you through.
Make a day of it.
Well, and the same thing's true of the claim that you've got to, this one I hear a lot, even from libertarians, you got to have a passport to go to Canada.
Right.
No, you don't. I know for a fact you don't have to have a passport to go to Canada, because we put this to the test 3 years ago. It was the summer of 2015. We had a group of liberty activists that were attending a camping festival in northern New Hampshire. So, you know, we were maybe an hour and a half away from the border, and we figured, you know, let's make a little day trip, grab some video cameras, head on up to Derby Line, Vermont, and bring ID, but not bring passports, and see if we can get through the border just fine.
All right.
The claim isn't that Canada requires the passport. They don't. The claim is the U.S. requires the passport on the way back.
Yes.
False.
That's what I've always heard.
It's false. now, they're going to give you a lecture.
Ooh. A harsh lecture?
I had to sit there for a half hour.
You
while
got to listen to a government official
right.
for a half
while
hour?
While Mr. Buzzcut told me about how how great the United States was and how grateful I ought to be for living in the United States. They did ask me a series of questions to try to verify my identity, including one question about had I ever visited Canada before, and I had, and at that time I did have a passport, so they have some record, I guess, of my visit to Canada from a decade ago.
Right.
So they had their way of verifying that I was indeed from the United States, and to their satisfaction, and they cut me loose.
You were American enough for us.
Yes. Yeah. So
here's an interesting one. I found this website which talks about stuff. It's called TSA.gov. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
Okay. So TSA.gov has a section saying, this is under air travel. Forgot your ID? In the event you arrived at the airport without valid identification because it's lost or at home, you may still be allowed to fly.
Uh-huh.
And basically, it talks about filling out some forms and undergoing some more questions.
Yep.
And then probably getting certain cavities probed and things like that. But you're going to fly.
You're going to get there.
Unbelievable.
All right, there's more on the way. But, you know, again, it's been a while since I've known someone who's actually tried it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.